This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Another dreary day in the upstate of South Carolina. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have a request I want to make real quick. This is just to see if something happens. I put the podcast out, and one of the places it goes is Stitcher Radio. And my numbers have gone up on Stitcher Radio, and yet I have fallen in the rank. So I have this idea, and I want to see. I want to see if there's any bias going on at Stitcher. So here's what I would like to do. All of you who listen to the podcast, if you have a smartphone, if you would you please go download the Stitcher app, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, and get the show that way for the next couple of weeks. And let me see what the numbers look like then, and then let me see what happens in the rank. Would you? Please. I'll be repeating that throughout the show. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, as we talk about the world according to Second Call Defense. Also, one thing, I don't know if you noticed this or not, after spending $2.2 million in Virginia in an effort to get a pro gun control Senate in place to help Terry McAuliffe out, Bloomberg failed. The candidate that he did spend $1.5 million on, that was already in a very heavily leaning Democratic district, that candidate did win, but the one that he really wanted to lose, Sturdivant, did not lose. He persevered. These were two open seats in Virginia. Virginia remains in the hands, the Senate remains in the hands of the Republicans. Terry McAuliffe is stymied. $2.2 million down the drain. Michael Bloomberg. Very expensive one-loss record you got going, buddy. New York Times. John Lott looked at some articles from the New York Times, and being John Lott, he can't help but be John Lott, which means he's all about the data. And he was referencing an article where an editorial referenced this de facto verbatim report that the New York Times had copied and pasted from the Violence Policy Center, that claimed that 763 non-self-defense deaths have been perpetrated since 2007 by concealed handgun permit holders. The Times editorial cited this particular these numbers and this study as the myth, proof of the myth of the vigilant citizen and the foolhardy notion of quick draw resistance. However, never do this in front of John Lott, because he's going to look at it. Then he's going to pull it apart, which he did. He says that these numbers are fatally flawed. Quadruple counting legitimate self-defense cases as criminal murders and blaming suicides on permits when the suicides didn't involve guns. More disturbing, the Times has been called on using or been these same numbers before, but they keep on using the numbers and never acknowledge any of the problems. Supposedly, the far by far the worst about this is Michigan. Over a third of all claimed deaths, 278 of the 763. Of those 278 deaths in Michigan, 215 were suicides. Now, the Michigan State Police do not collect reports on information on whether suicides are committed with their permitted concealed handgun, just that permit holders committed suicide. They simply match their records on permit holders with the Michigan Department of Community Health's records on suicides. And there is a simple response to the New York Times claim that permits cause suicides. The Michigan permit holders committed suicide at less than 40% of the rate of the general adult Michigan population. Then we go on to the murders. The VPC analysis of murders assumes that permit holders are guilty of murder even if they haven't yet been convicted. This more than triples the supposed number of murders. In fact, pending cases are often cases of legitimate self-defense. They have to work their way through the system. These cases will often be pending for years. Almost unbelievably, the VPC counts pending cases as murders each year that a case is pending, meaning that the VPC often double or triple or quadruple counts these murders by permit holders. If you are charged, if you do self-defense, okay, and then it takes you 3 years to get to court, the VPC counts that as three different murders. Or they count it three different times. So you're a murderer every year. You're a murderer annually if you commit self-defense, according to the VPC. The correct number of murders or accidental deaths is 15, or 1.76 per year. Michigan has 483,000 permit holders. Each year, 0.00037% of them will commit one of these killings. Even if, for the sake of argument, they were accurate and there was 540 murders or accidental deaths over these 8.5 years, one must bear in mind that there were an average of 9 million per year over this period. That means there was less than 0.00007% 0.0007% of concealed handgun permit holders were responsible for a shooting death per year. If you look at the 24 murders and accidents that they claim have occurred up through the end of September this year, the 13 million permit holders this year either purposely or accidentally killed someone at 0.2%. Very hard to find any other group that is as law-abiding as the concealed permit holder. While police are extremely law-abiding, being convicted of firearm violations at about 0.02% per year, the data for permit holders show that their rate is about 1/6 that of police. So, New York Times, once again, you've stepped on your own reproductive system. I don't know why you persist in doing this. There's nothing wrong with being factual. There's nothing wrong with being against guns. Lying about it to try to push your agenda, though, you're going to get caught. And when you get caught, this is just like climate change. All of it. And yesterday's election was a really good indication of that. Yesterday's election was a really good indication. The Democrats and liberals on the state level are going to suffer. And this is going to give it time. It's going to extend into the federal level. The slam dunk de facto coronation of Hillary Clinton is far from a done deal. I don't know where that leaves us, but the liberal side, we know how the liberal side works. It would be nice to see how the conservative Republican side worked if we could actually see one. Although I do have to admit some of the stuff that I don't know if this is all kabuki coming from Ryan out of the House or what, but he seems a little tougher than Boehner so far. Like I said, I don't know if that's all kabuki theater. We'll see. We will see. Why would any newspaper take any sort of statistics at face value, especially when they've had done it before and been called out on the errors in the first place? Take that perfunctory look, idiots. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring?
They hear you.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressRevivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressRevivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires.
arms, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the desk of my buddy, pal, collaborator, and frequent guest, Rob Morse, is this absolute masterpiece. I've seen other people take stabs at it, but they sort of digress, and Rob stays on point with this one. This is a breakdown about the next, and I think what he's referring to here is the next headline-grabbing springboard murder that we see here in these United States. And he does the breakdown on it. And really, we should be doing that a lot more often. We should be looking at these things and getting proactive against them. Now, as long as things like the gun-free zone exist, there's only so far we can take it. But there's a couple things we know. We know that we don't know who this next person is going to be. We don't know his name. We don't know where he might live. But there are enough common denominators out there that we've seen with the past shooters that we can sort of make a few guesses about some of his traits. We can do a little profile, if you will. We know he's probably not going to be a trained terrorist. This is going to be somebody with an axe to grind, and he's going to lash out in one big violent act. But the most important thing here is we know another one's going to happen. And there's actions we could take to reduce the damage. Now, like most of these guys, they're either this person is either going to have a history of mental illness, a history of treatment for mental illness, or a history of treatment with psychotropic drugs for mental illness. He will not be flagged, however, as a risk to himself or others despite this history. He'll have a couple of other common things. He may have failed as a student or with relationships, or he can't get along with anybody, or he's a loner. He may have not been able to hold on to a job. All this will depend upon his age and when the onset of these issues that he may have had. Some are going to be his fault, and some of his broken relationships will be due to his own unfortunate circumstance. And these things will be the precursors that are going to lead up to this moment when he goes out for his shooting spree. Along the way, he may play some sort of violent video game or watch violent movies or something to substitute for his fantasy. He's got to find some substitution for his fantasy. The problem with this is that eventually this just becomes not enough. He's going to think about this for years, pondering. He's going to look for some sort of mechanical device to where he can do it and not be hindered as he goes about it. That might be a knife, or it might be a car, or a bomb, or a gun. He's going to scout and analyze the location. If he buys a firearm, he's going to pass a background check. He will probably attack innocent victims in a so-called gun-free zone because he's got an axe to grind, but he's not insane. He knows that's where the honest citizens that might carry a gun probably aren't carrying a gun. He probably knows, as he's exploring these things, as they become so analytical, he may know that concealed carriers are the most law-abiding out there. When the attack begins, one of two things will happen. There will be an armed citizen present, and the aforementioned spree shooter, mass murderer, will be killed after he's shot about two or three victims, simply because it's going to take that much time to respond. If there is no armed citizen there, he will move on to kill between 14 and 18 people. That's about the national average until the police arrive. He will not get into a gunfight with armed guardians at that point. He will take his own life or he will surrender. Then comes the media reaction. Now, what we've seen from the media is they're going to condemn. First of all, they're going to be looking for the weapon. They're going to be, their fingers are going to be crossed. They're going to be hoping it's an AR-15 because we got to go after those because God knows those kill so many people. Right behind ball peen hammers and mailboxes and hands and feet and that kind of stuff. They may even go so far as to misidentify the murder weapon in their zeal to promote gun control. They will eventually get around to identifying the murderer by name. Then they will take and make him into a celebrity, which will be one of the things that fires up the next one coming behind him. Show his face for hour and hour every day. His Facebook page will be deluged. His Twitter accounts will be looked at. This guy is going to be famous. This is what the mass murderers seek, is that 15 minutes of fame. The political reaction is going to depend. Like with the D.C. Naval Yard shooting, where they got so many things wrong, where he was using a shotgun, is there was not that whole, there was no big push that I saw out of that. Likewise with Santa Barbara. You know, it seems, they seem to be certain incidents that they go after. Umpqua, Aurora, Sandy Hook, Charleston Church. Charleston Church started out with a bang, but of course that turned into a whimper because in South Carolina, in Charleston, Black America, true Christians, did not wish to seek that kind of thing they were talking about. Not that agenda. They just wanted to mourn. The groups who want me and you to be disarmed will come out with exaggerated figures after the attack. The anti-rights groups will claim if there were further restrictions, this would never have happened. We will ask, can we help the mentally ill? And we know that when mentally ill do get treatment, they are less violent, and we need to do something to make that stigmatism less. And we need to ask ourselves one important question. Can we protect churches and schools and shopping malls? Yes, we can. But we can't rely upon the police. We're going to have to allow guns to be in there. We're going to have to allow people to know that there's guns in there. All that takes is a little political will. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In Brazil, you have the BRIC nations, right? These are the ones supposedly on the rise. Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Interestingly enough, now Brazil becomes the third BRIC nation to take a second look at the way they do things as far as guns because of their crime rate. In Brazil, all firearms are required to be registered within the state. The minimum age for ownership is 25, and it is generally illegal to carry a gun outside of a residence. Of course, that doesn't stop the criminals. In Brazil, there's 6 to 8 million legal guns, and they are heavily restricted. Brazil's population is over 200 million. The homicide rate is 25.2 per 100,000, 6 times as high as that in the United States. Another study puts it at 32.4 per 100,000. Looking at the United States, where gun ownership has doubled, concealed carry licenses have tripled, and murder rates have fallen in half, the Brazilian Congress is considering a law to allow most people to own guns, buy ammunition in limited quantities, and allow a select number of people to carry guns for self-defense. coming from Yahoo.com. A draft law stripping away current limits has already been approved in committee and is due to go to the lower house of Congress in November. Under the law, anyone over 21, including people accused of crimes or convicted of less than serious crimes, would be allowed to purchase up to 9 firearms a year and 50 rounds of ammunition a month. State employees and public figures, ranging from government inspectors to politicians, would be authorized to carry arms, as would private citizens, often in the public eye, such as taxi drivers. At present, weapons can only be bought legally by people obtaining a license on a case-by-case basis. That's based upon a law that was passed in 2003 as part of its passage. A deal was cut to hold a referendum on gun ownership. In 2005, they held a referendum which would have eliminated legal private arms. It was defeated by a vote of nearly 2-1, with opponents getting 64% of the total. Coming from NBCNews.com, with more than 92% of the votes counted, 64% of Brazilians were opposed to the ban, while 36% backed it, giving the no position an insurmountable lead. That would have prohibited the sale of firearms and ammunition except for police, the military, some security guards, gun collectors, and sports shooters. It would have complemented a 2003 disarmament law that restricted who can legally purchase a gun and carry a gun in the streets. Now, 10 years after this referendum and 12 years after the passing of this draconian gun law, the murder rate has remained essentially flat, with small up and down variations. Very violent in Brazil. The reform was part of the agenda of the centrist PMDB party. Not surprising that it was popular when you consider the results of the referendum from Yahoo. Our proposal is to guarantee the good citizen's right to self-defense, said the law's author, Ladivio Carvalho, from the powerful centrist PMDB party. The Brazilian retreat from citizen disarmament is probably part of a second movement that's going on right now that is somewhat larger, because in these nations where they have had these totalitarian gun regimes, crime is high. Crime is high. When crime is bad, in some cases it can get so bad that that is actually the only enterprise out there that's making any money. Then, of course, you can't tax that because, well, there's no paperwork being filled out on that money. There's no accounting firm taking care of this money. So this kind of thing ultimately can kill the totalitarian government from inside. It's an interesting little dynamic. Takes years to go that way. And in Brazil right now, I've never been to Brazil. I've seen pictures of Brazil. It looks like a beautiful country. I know that most of Brazil is these little squalid terraced communities where you could probably wander in there and get lost and die. I know I could. But that's where all the crime is happening. Sort of a Judge Dredd type community in that area. So this retreat from civilian disarmament, Panama is doing this. Russia is doing this. India began to consider this after Mumbai. And women in India get raped an awful lot. So they're considering it as well. They've been considering it for years. This is good. We, for some stupid reason, think it's bad, but we, not me and you, we, to our government, we. One of the things that you and I have to deal with on a constant basis whenever we're out and about having the conversation, one of the things that we have to fight against all the time is the mindset. Not the mindset that I have, not the mindset that the anti-gunners have, but the mindset that is trying to be, they try to install with the low-info voter. Now, while it didn't have a whole lot to do with guns, if you were to look at the CNBC debate, where they got out there and tried to turn the debate into some sort of a, you know, some sort of a farce. And this was done by the moderators. CNBC is supposed to be a very sober network, too. They've got to do a lot of business stuff. But one of them, what's this yahoo's name? John Harwood. He insisted that he was justified in asking Donald Trump if his campaign was a comic book version of a presidential campaign. He said that one set the stage. Who actually believes you can send those 11 million people out of the country? There's no economist who believes you can cut taxes $10 trillion without increasing the deficit. It is simply a set of discussions that is not connected to the real world we live in. Harwood, you're an idiot. We can very easily round up. We just spent, how much was it? We spent $43 million on a $500,000 gas station in the Middle East. We sure did. We spent $500 million training five anti-ISIS fighters, I think in Syria or Iraq, I can't remember which. We waste money all the time. We have done it before with fewer people. We don't have to round up all 11 million. We could round up 1 million. That'll send the message. And then we'll probably lose about half of the 10. And then we can just keep on going and think of all the people that we put to work that are on the American side of the border. You can cut $10 trillion out of the taxes if you cut $10 trillion out of spending over a amount of time, too. That means certain things get cut. Things most people don't want to see cut. Entitlements, welfare, food stamps, that kind of thing. The things that have, you know, they started out life as safety nets and they become hammocks. That's what we have to fight. We have to fight that constant barrage of bad information on the low info voter side. When we get back, 2016 is going to be a referendum. I'll explain. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let me see if I can find that real quick so I can play it for you. You can enjoy this. The Democrats are going to go all in on gun control in this presidential election. And let's see if that'll... They actually have a video link for that. Okay. Let me play this for you. Let me play this for you. This is Hillary Clinton yesterday. This was released yesterday.
Of gun violence knows no boundaries. Between 88 and 92 people a day are killed by guns. We're better than this. We need to close the loopholes and support universal background checks. How many people have to die before we actually act? Before we come together as a nation? I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Sure you did. as they go ahead and move this in this direction, first of all, they're ignoring a couple things. First of all, Hillary Clinton should know better because her husband went through this himself. After they got the omnibus crime bill and background checks and assault weapon bans and all the other wish lists that they had out there, he woke up one morning and Congress was in the hands of the Republicans. She's out there, of course, spouting the stuff, the 88 to 92, where we need to close the loopholes, blah, blah, blah. How many people?
Well, you know, in Brazil, they're asking the same question. They're asking the same question in Brazil. My question that I would ask her, what's she going to do about medical misadventure? What's she going to do about heart disease? What's she going to do about cancer? I mean, if you want to stop the lion's share of people dying prematurely, you would go after those three things. Cars are already regulated to their teeth. What are you going to do about pools in the ground? Because all of these things come in higher than murder with a gun. I would love to know what she's going to do about heart disease. One of the things about heart disease, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you get out there and you have heart disease, guys, as an example, all kinds of things can lead. There are all kinds of canaries singing in the coal mine about that. And if they put a stent in your heart, well, they took the cheap way out because you're still... At that point, you can't have open heart surgery, which, while I don't advise anybody get in that position, that's much better. That's actually a solution. It has an end point to it. But that's all beside the point. She's not saying anything about any of the stuff that's really killing people. You know, our homicides by guns are 8,000, half of which are gang violence in the inner city run by Democrats. So that takes the actual rate of stranger killings to about 4,000. Over 600,000 people are dying of heart disease. Over 180,000 people are dying due to medical misadventure. Why aren't we talking about that? That's all beside the point. She wants to build a national movement to counter the NRA. This is going to be for you, Hillary and O'Malley and the rest of you big government Democrats. Your insistence on making your desire for gun control and gun confiscation, this bizarre choice you have made, is the poorest of political calculi you could possibly make. All you have to do is look at gun ownership to figure that stupid part out, you idiot woman. You idiot liberals. Gun ownership is exploding. Women are buying guns. Minorities are buying guns. Do you know why? Because they have accepted the fact that if you own a gun, you have a chance to defend yourself. Firearms ownership has breached every wall of demographics out there and has created a phenomenon known as Gun Culture 2.0. Likewise, despite the fact that the Democrat Party is pushing the gun violence meme with willing accompaniment of the mainstream media, the facts are out there. They keep getting shoved out. You shove your junk out there, and then we pave over it. And yet you just keep coming back. Violent crime is on a four-decade decline. Both criminal homicide and accidents with firearms continue to dip towards historic lows. In order to make the crime jump up, you're having to import Syrians and let the illegal, the MS-13 and all the illegal, you know, the guys killing Kate Steinle come into the country. Yeah. Their short wish list includes universal background checks, closing the gun show loophole, which is the same thing as universal background checks. Stopping online sales, which is the same thing as universal background checks. Banning assault weapons. Her admission that the Australian-style gun confiscation, that's worth looking into. Getting the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act in Arms Act so that the gun control supporters can file frivolous lawsuits to bankrupt the firearms industry and the gun dealers. Online sales, when you go and buy a gun online, it's not like it is when you buy, say, a battery charger from Amazon where it's delivered to your door. You go through an FFL who ships to an FFL near you. Then you go to that FFL and you pass the background check to get the gun. That's online sales. The gun show loophole is the same thing. It would address the same thing as the universal background check, which means you as a private citizen can't sell your private property without having the state give you permission. Banning assault weapons, we've already been down that path one time. It had no discernible change on anything. As a matter of fact, it actually affected national security because development of the platform of the M4/M16/AR-15 stopped because civilians couldn't buy it. And when you've only got one or two companies supplying the military and they've got the monopoly on things, what are they going to do? They're going to do the cheapest thing they can.
That's just business. Universal background checks are, they're a myth. They've always polled great because it's, they're a vague theory, but they poll really good like free money does. It's always died at the federal level where legislation is proposed and people see precisely what they have to give up to get it. Universal background checks were so broadly written as to prevent safety training, criminalize letting a friend borrow a rifle for hunting, or a brother loaning his sister a firearm for personal protection after being abused, or even one friend allowing another to shoot his rifle on a farm. They wanted to turn all of that into a transfer that if you didn't go through a background check for, you were a felon. All of this is fiction. Or we've been there before, or it's undoable. And that's what that's where they put, they're taking all of their eggs and putting it all in that basket. This will prove to be disastrous for them. So, when she gets out there and she says online ads, you know, she may be talking about arms list, which is a arms list. There's nothing actually transpiring on arms list. Arms list is a little bit like a dating website where you get, you find out somebody's got something that you want and you maybe contact them and then you maybe meet them and buy it. They want every firearm transaction logged and counted and registered. They want to know who has the guns and how many. They want to know who has ammunition and how much. That's what they want to know. Then once they know that, then they can look at the Australian-style solution, and then they know exactly where to go and what they're going to probably get. And then if they get there and they don't have what they're supposed to get, then we can start a little bit of an enhanced interrogation extraction. So on the Democratic side, the loudest of the candidates think they're going to ride in and propose gutting the Bill of Rights, and that's a path to victory. I've heard crazier things before. Time will tell. We stand vigilant. Coming up next from Second Call Defense is going to be Sean Maloney on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.